Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast for everyone who's watching the footy. My name's Joel.
I'm Tom.
I'm Carney.
Yes! And this is a podcast that asks the most important sporting question of all: how good's footy? Absolutely fucked the intro, that but was... kept the gusto up, so we got
well,
through it.
I don't know if we did.
We got through it.
The minute you went, hello, everyone, welcome, Sean was like, he's fucked it.
Yep.
It was like eye cramps.
It was like eye cramps and thumb cramps. Mm. Thumb cramps, new episodes every Friday, a eye video cramps. Game review podcast.
A bonus episode.
Behind in Sans Pants Plus, but also part of...
Scaredy Boys, new episodes every Friday and $5 a month Patreon, which That's is where it. You find eye cramps.
Which is where you find eye cramps.
Yep. A lot of podcasts have been thrown.
And where do you find How Good's Footy? You already know because you're listening to it, baby.
Welcome, everyone. It's fucking round two.
Man.
Some teams have played three games.
Hey, some teams have lost three games.
Whoa, I'm not going to comment on that because that could be me next week.
But that'll be three losses.
Day. That'll be three losses in
round
in,
three,
in
which round is three, normal.
Which is normal.
Mm, but also...
bad.
The show might be dead by now.
Two-man show.
Yeah. I don't want to think about it.
Not the man that you think, because I will be dead.
Sean's pulled out the Snow Leopards book immediately.
Is it still good, Sean?
Oh, man. It's wonderful. Can I tell you?
Yep.
How many snow leopards do you think there are in the world?
Okay, it's going to be a depressingly low number.
Yeah.
15,000.
Lower.
Yeah, I'm thinking like 2,800.
Higher.
5,000?
I'll tell you the bracket that it's in.
Yes.
It's in, experts believe, 4,100 to about 6,500.
That is not enough snow leopards.
Yeah, not officially like in the...
Is that wild?
Not in the super endangered bracket.
Yeah,
I can't remember what the thing is.
Critical?
The opposite. It goes endangered, critically endangered, extinct.
There's threatened? Is that the bit
threatened
before?
Threatened.
Maybe threatened, yeah. But see, like, 6,000 is, that's not a lot of snow leopards. Mm, they're in 12 different countries in the world.
There's only 6,000 of them.
Yeah.
So,
and, you've got a lot of countries to visit them very quickly.
So is it about 500 per country is what it breaks up to?
I need to correct myself because I think last week I said India had the most, but I think what I meant is that the national park that is there is like, it's a highest density. So that's your best chance to see a lot, like... That's where a lot of them congregate.
Statistically, you're more likely to see them there.
China have the most. China have, I think, a little bit above 2,000.
Of course they would. Because of all
the 2,500.
Yeah. Kind of forget that China's like got mounds and stuff. Yeah. Mongolia would have a bunch too, right?
Mongolia.
Russia would too.
Russia don't have heaps. Russia have like about 70, apparently. but yeah, you find them in Nepal. Like Nepal doesn't have as many as I thought. I think it's between 300 and 400.
Are they very solitary creatures, Sean?
Yeah, they are. Like you can, so like Nepal have them, like maybe possibly at most 400 of them. And they are like one snow leopard per 100 square kilometers or something. Yes. Like it's crazy. Yeah. A solitary animal, a beautiful animal, the ghost of the mountain.
Speaking of beautiful things, there was some beautiful football this weekend.
Thursday night.
Okay, so less beautiful.
But still a beautiful result.
Oh, beautiful result. I
realize there is nothing funnier than the reigning premier being 0-3, having been the reigning premier that was 0-3.
So you were 0-3 last year.
Yep, we were 0-3.
Does someone want to tell Brian Taylor that?
Yeah, no, I know.
And someone else ran with it.
Well, I think this is technically the first time Collingwood have been 0-3 since 1999.
Yeah.
But the way Brian Taylor said it was he got that stat fed to him.
And he swapped
and another
Collingwood.
Stat, and he kind of fused those stats into one.
Or he got that stat and just referred to them as the reigning premier.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The first time the reigning premier has been 0-3. The reigning premier was 0-3 last year, dickhead.
Obviously, Craig McRae was asked about their loss, as is the tradition of post-game interviews. And Craig McRae said, "At the end of the day, if you have too much cheese on your lasagna, it doesn't matter. It won't affect the result. The cheese on the lasagna, that doesn't matter. You have to get busy and do the things right. The fundamentals of the game are really important, and that's where we'll put our energy."
I think it is a problem if you have too much cheese.
Yeah. I think so too.
Then you've got an overly cheesy lasagna.
Yeah. And
is he saying though that the issue there is that their meat wasn't even cooked? Is that his problem?
Yeah,
there's not enough sauce.
Not enough sauce?
The sheets of raw.
I got the layers wrong.
I think what he's saying
he's also not making lasagna, he's just making a soup. It's pumpkin soup, and he was asked to prepare lasagna. I think that's his worry.
I think, I think what he's saying is Collingwood are doing flashy things, the cheese.
Yep.
But they're not doing the pasta and meat.
I would also argue they're not also doing the flashy things.
No.
They're doing a lot of, what if I handball to Brad Hill? That happened twice.
The skill level in the game was pretty disgusting.
It was basically a game where both teams were absolutely butchering it, but one of the teams was making the other one pay for it way more.
Yeah.
And I think St Kilda's game, as they settle into the year, is going to be this. We saw them do it a bit in the Geelong game where it was that like quick slingshot, which is invites higher risk.
Oh, no. That's bad news for me, Tom, because we have St Kilda this week. And you know what the easiest team to score from...
Turnover is?
Not from turnover, from...
Slingshot defensive 50? Rebound 50?
Rebound 50. Mm. Like as in...
Is it Essendon?
Yeah. If Essendon kick a behind, the other team is scoring a goal.
Well, no, that's the thing is that it's a high turnover game
coast
as well
coast.
For them.
Coast to coast.
Mm. Well, anyway, St Kilda won. Fuck you, Ross Lyon. But tell you what, there's some good vibes at the Saints outside of their coach. A lot of good
coaches,
vibes.
Del Santo as well. Cunt.
Oh, yeah, I forget. No, didn't he get fired?
He's not there, is he?
I could have sworn he got fired. Women's coach.
Yeah.
Is he still there?
Yeah, I think he did.
No, yeah, he's still there.
He's not, because I saw him this year.
Well, they were better in the most recent season.
Yeah,
than they were
true.
Before. He's going to live forever.
Oh, fuck.
Disappointing.
No, but there's good vibes. Their backline, half backline, juicy. Mm. Wanganine Miller, Riley Bonner, Sinclair's back. They are fast and exciting.
Riley Bonner loves to get his hands on the ball. For a whole quarter.
For a whole quarter.
And then not touch it for another quarter.
And then touch it again.
And then touch it again.
And then not touch it for the last quarter. And then up forward. Like
I think it was the other way around.
The other way around?
Silent in quarter one, dominant in quarter two.
Silent
in quarter two.
Forgot to come
Came
out.
With a wet sail.
Forgot to come out at three quarter time.
If you're going to do it, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like Jack Higgins, Max King in the forward line, it's all happening. Jack Higgins is kicking goals from, what did he say, the car park at Camberwell Racecourse.
Did you see the Saints tweet the day after?
Where they put him in the second row?
Yeah, fantastic stuff.
It's good stuff. But I also say this.
St Kilda's social media. It's getting pretty cheeky.
Can I say everyone's social media looked at Jacob Gaynor, who's the guy from GWS, the GWS social media last year, and went, we could learn from them. GWS is still the best at it, and we'll get to that later. They posted an incredible Photoshop job after the win against the West Coast Eagles. But I will say, that ball is in. It's one of those things where... No. The angles can be deceptive.
Well, all right, the umpire made a mistake or whatever that fuckhead's name is?
I think the ball was in.
All right, Tom. So here's the thing.
It's funnier if it's in. It's funnier if it's out.
Here's the thing.
It's funnier if it's out.
Here's the thing.
It's a good goal.
It's definitely funnier if it's out. Sorry,
it was called in. Yep. So it's in.
Yep.
Was it actually in? No. Was it fucking awesome? Yes. Should Collingwood go fuck themselves? Yes. Should Craig McRae take the lasagna analogy and shove it up his ass? Yes.
Should it win goal of the week?
Yes.
Yes. Or if you don't give it to him, give it to the goal that was started when Langford played on from,
from
from about
then,
the-
now. Okay, if Jack Higgins was out, Kyle Langford was back in Melbourne.
Yeah,
that one was very fucked.
That one was so bad.
Not only was it out,
he's like 2 meters over the line, and the ball's on the side closest to the fence in his hands.
He took the mark, and then he played. Like, not only
he plays on outside.
It's because the boundary umpire is back on the wing. They were gassed. They couldn't get to it. Was it in that game too that one of the Sydney players kicked like a backflip goal?
Yeah, that was Amati.
Yeah,
backheeled it.
Backheel.
Backheeled it like straight up through.
On first look, it looked like fluky shit. But then you watch it. That's
deliberate.
That's some damn skill.
He watches it go and then just puts his foot out.
Yeah. That was a good goal.
Get him in the Socceroos.
We'll get to that game later because it was fucked.
Yeah. They need it.
A lot going on.
I think. I don't know. I don't know. I don't keep up with men's soccer.
I care about one soccer team, and that is the Matildas.
Yeah.
Mm. So.
And they got a very, very nasty group draw for the Olympics. Did you see their draw?
No, I haven't seen it.
So the draws have come out for the Olympics. So the Matildas are in the same draw as Germany and the United States in the pools.
What the fuck?
Yeah, someone's like, we might get grouped.
How did that happen?
Or because Germany and the US have played like shit for a few years.
Oh, okay.
We're actually, they were shitting it.
Well, that's all right.
Hey,
yeah.
USA didn't even make it past the group stage of the World Cup.
Yeah, we'll see.
Germany didn't even make the World Cup.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't think. I could be talking out my ass.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking about England not making the Olympics. That's
it. Yeah, you are.
Time will tell.
I was going to say, Germany definitely played.
Yeah. They also didn't make the out of the group stage.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true.
Don't believe what this man says.
Yeah. Anyway, next game, and this is dangerous because this is Tom, you'll have the floor because Adelaide took on Geelong. Now, before we get into the game, I heard a pretty outlandish statement on my new favorite radio station, SEN. Yep. I don't know what's happened to me the last 2 weeks. I'm tuning in every time I'm in the car.
Good. I love this.
It's just
man, I'm going to have to get a way to do the radio and not on the car radio because the car radio on my car's fucked.
Are you doing the podcast as well?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that just the radio?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just put it in podcast form. But the audio engineering is fucked, Joel.
It is.
Have your ears blown out yet? When they come back from one of the little ad breaks or something? And the volume is like...
Hi, Archie!
No, like they play like intro and outro songs.
Yeah.
The songs, the volume of the song is insane. And then the talking, down low.
So basically what happens, and this is a little podcast behind the scenes thing. We master our podcasts. And
we do master this podcast. We're the masters of podcasts.
Tom and I are clapping, we do nothing.
Yeah. So I edit it. Put in the intro and outro theme and any stupid sound effects that are in this show.
Yep.
For example, the Law and Order sound.
That's great, John.
And then
you run it through a program, which kind of flattens things out.
Exactly. So the theme song and the talking should be relatively the same volume. Yep. You can fuck it up, and I have definitely fucked it up before, but...
We get emails where that happens. People are like, the intro was really loud.
It used to be worse like years ago when How Gets Footy started because the program we use now is different. Mm. But yeah. Anyway, great podcast, great radio station.
So what was the outlandish thing about this game?
I'll tell you in a second. But with SEN, you can absolutely tell that it's falling apart at the seams and they've got no money.
My favorite thing is that you know that they're broke.
Every single segment is sponsored by someone and it's different. Always random.
And yet one of their big sponsors at the moment, if you notice this, is not like a bank. It's a halal finance a halal finance like company. So you know
Cobram
how
Cobram Estate?
Cobram Estate, no. That's the one
I'm buying a lot of oil.
It sounds like you're like, oh, Cobram Estate, that sounds like a wine company. No, olive oil.
But they're olive oil, they're halal banking, there's another one, they're like one very niche kind of power tool. Mm. It's not like pressure washing either. It's like,
oh Tom, have you got a Charlie Battisti Prestige German car?
Sixt is a sponsor as well.
How many people listening to SEN have a prestige German car?
Three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hutchie's one of them.
They've been a sponsor for years.
What's so
have
funny
you heard,
is-
sorry, Tom, have you heard that every time they talk about the oil, they get stuck into Sammy Edmund for stealing the samples that come to the office?
No.
Yeah.
It's so funny how fucked that network is. And I love it every now and again. Doesn't happen all the time. Every now and again, it'll come up on an episode of The Sounding Board, or someone will get in stuck in a hutchie about being broke. He's very defensive, which tells me one thing. He is very broke.
Well, you would have noticed this, Tom, because you've been listening to actual game commentary on there.
Yes.
Everything's got a sponsor.
Yep. Yeah.
Inside 50 count, sponsor.
Sponsor. Yep. Handballs have a sponsor. Tackles have a sponsor. Replays have a sponsor. both all the scoreboards have a sponsor.
Also, here's
stats. So stats in general have a sponsor, and then lots of individual stats also have a sponsor. Every quarter has like a tough play, an exciting play, and like a big moment, and all three of them different sponsors.
Mm. Also, something that I think they've paired with is AFL themselves, obviously, but SEN is the only commentary I've ever heard that gives AFL fantasy point updates.
Oh yeah, ranking points.
Yeah, SEN's also the only one that you can listen to live at the game.
Yes.
Without delay.
Yeah.
When did that come in? Because that wasn't always the
case. That's a Hutchie thing from, I reckon, about a year or two. When they became AFL Nation, I think, as part of that deal, when they are AFL Nation for the games.
But you can get away with that.
So what you do is lots of money. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why they're broke.
Yeah, that's why they're broke. Gil went, I want $1 billion.
Yep.
And the outlandish statement today on SEN during Bucks and Kane Corns' breakfast segment.
Oh, wow. This is going to be nuts.
Now, this that's wasn't
some from... big-brained thing.
This wasn't from Kane. This was from Bucks.
Well, so this is interesting.
And Kane said, you know what? In response, he's like, you know what? I'm not offended by that. And the statement was that Tom Stewart is the best player in the AFL currently, period.
He's not even the
off one game.
I don't even think
No, they were just like currently playing in the AFL this season, he's the best player.
They're basing it off the performance in one game.
He was very good in round one too.
Was he?
They're also saying that he's maybe had the best.
I'd be pretty good too if a fucking shit team like Adelaide kicked it down my throat all night.
It was very funny.
They also claim that he has had the best 150 games ever, maybe.
Well, they're pretty good.
Well,
he was All Australian.
I don't hate the conversation.
Year.
He's been an All Australian 5 times.
Yeah, and he's played 6 seasons or something. Six or 7 seasons.
They're starting to wonder if he'd be in the Geelong team of the century.
Yeah. Well, they're saying if
and
he
the answer is no.
They were also
not in that back line.
He's incredible.
Yeah. They were also saying that if he retires right now, if he never plays a game again, still gets Hall of Fame.
100%.
Oh yeah.
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 He's the fastest to 5 All-Australians.
If you're a 5-time All-Australian, you're in the Hall of Fame.
And he's
depending what club you play for. If you're a 1-time All-Australian, you're in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He's also 5-time All-Australian, and he's the fastest to ever get to that figure, like the least amount of seasons.
Yeah, he's played 7 seasons. This is his 8th.
Yeah.
And he's been All-Australian 5 times.
And I think the year that he missed was the year that he was injured, and the other year that he missed was his first year.
First year in 2020 were the years he missed.
Yeah.
First year, he was probably quite good, but they probably did that thing of like, oh, we can't give it to him on his first year.
Correct. Well, first year
they're fucking cowards.
He played that first year, and everyone went, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, yeah.
He's Tom Stewart's fucking great. 150 games,
best player in the AFL currently.
I don't know if he's even like pound for pound. I don't even think he's the best player at Geelong.
Who's better?
Who's better?
I think Jeremy Cameron is the best player at Geelong.
So you think he's the second best player at Geelong?
Yes,
he's better than Cameron.
Yeah, I think
he's better than Cameron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I guess it's hard because this is a
Cameron's more engaged.
Cameron's but that's not a measure of it. Cameron is like a generational absurd talent. Like he's a big player who's so mobile.
Will history remember Jeremy Cameron that well?
Eventually, yeah, absolutely.
No, he got 5 All-Australians.
No, I mean he's got 3.
But I think of
and he's won a premiership.
Although when he captains Tasmania.
I love that. That quote being taken out of context is the best thing ever because he'll be like 38. The context was.
No, he won't.
The context was if Geelong told me.
How old is he now, Tom?
He said in the quote is.
I'll be 38.
Yes.
He's wrong. He'll be like 34.
So the context of the whole quote was if Chris Scott tells me that I don't belong here anymore and Tazzy said you want to come and play with us for a year, I'd say yes in a heartbeat.
There you go.
That's the whole quote.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. If Geelong say no.
He said he'd like to live on a farm down there in a caravan with his family.
This is what we call a sliding door. So if Geelong say no, then if Tassie ask, I'll go.
Yeah. Geelong might by then.
Yeah, maybe.
Like when they kicked Chappie out.
Oh.
Yeah. It happens.
Well, the AFL have said.
He'd slow down.
This came from the AFL. Did you hear that they're targeting? I can't even remember if I brought it up on
Chris Scott.
Show, but they're like, we want Chris or Brad Scott to coach Tassie.
If
I was them, go fucking crazy. Get both of them.
Well, that's what I thought when they originally said that. I thought they would want Chris to coach and Brad to sort of run the club.
No, I mean as in like literally hire them as a duo joint head coaches.
Nah, I don't think it'd work out.
No, it would. Imagine.
They'd punch on.
Yeah, but imagine.
Sean, I'm on. I'm on the idea now. Yeah. No, this was.
You wouldn't want to fuck
up. In all seriousness, absolutely you'd go for Chris.
Yeah, of course.
What would you want, Brad?
Hey, Brad.
Would you? Hey, do you want the coach with the highest winning percentage of any coach in the history of the AFL?
Or his brother.
Brad Scott.
Tassie Edge.
Hobart hit. The Launceston Ledge.
Oh.
No, this game was great.
No, I'm with it, Joel.
The Launceston Ledge. You like
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, this game was a great win. Tom Stewart, 150 games. Played very well.
You expect that from the best player of all time AFL currently.
Period. What was also incredible, like great about this win going in is that we're rolling over to Adelaide. Now, Adelaide, bad on the road, very good at home. Dangerous at home. Tex comes back. Taylor comes back.
Racist cunt one.
This has danger game written all over it for us. And then we're already down Guthrie and Bruin, so we're a bit weaker on the ball. We then lose Atkins and Duncan before the bounce. And I was nervous. I'm like, we're going to have to be fucking on here. And we were saved by the oldest man in the AFL who had a 3-goal burst in the third quarter that ended up being, we won by 19 points, probably the difference. But also, Graham Eyes, 26 touches, 3 goals.
I was having a couple of beers
Lionel
watching this
who,
game.
Baby?
I was having a few beers and watching this
Sorry,
game.
Sorry, Lionel.
Yeah.
Come on, mate.
Lionel who?
No.
Shut up, Tom. Anyway, Graham was in for a big chance of getting an Instagram DM from me, but I did restrain myself. If he had a kick to fourth, though, it would have been game over.
Well, it was also, if he had a kick to fourth, it would have been game over because he had a shot when we were peppering the goals and not able. We just needed like one more to get that one last goal ahead of Adelaide.
Mm-hmm.
Cameron had 3 shots in a row from basically the same spot. Tried a snap, it missed. Tried a drop punt, it missed. And then went a barrel. It was a fucked kick, and then Grime just put one out on the full. And then all of a sudden, Adelaide made me get real stressed when Darcy Fogarty was running into that open goal, but thankfully he kicked it into the goalpost.
Can I tell you something about your team, Tom?
Yeah, what?
They're bad.
Hey, Sean, can I tell you something else? Adelaide? They're bad too.
They're even worse.
Yeah, they were really bad.
They're bad. Who?
Shit.
They're a bad, bad
Taylor
team.
Taylor Walker, the racist cunt one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
he looks old as fuck.
We look scratchy and shaky.
So does Pendlebury, by the way. Pendlebury looks like shit too. Side bottom's looking like shit.
Side bottom's look like shit forever.
Yeah.
How's he still alive?
There was a worry after the Saints game that I was like, oh, is Tom Hawkins shit? He kicked 3 goals. He kicked 4 goals and was arguably the difference. So
he's a clever boy.
He just knows what to do.
That's true.
The amount of times it was actually, I will say this. I will
Adelaide
say this.
Don't have a back line though.
No, but I will say this too.
So Hawkins kick 1 goal in like the first like 10 minutes and then he did nothing?
Had a little burst.
He kicked three goals in 7 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, I just said that was the match-turning moment.
You're not. It's one of those performances where I wouldn't say he had a great game, but he had a great 20 minutes.
For a forward, though, I think that's
what you're
doing. I guess that's what
you're taking moments.
The thing that was great
against
about him.
Against an undermanned back line who was shit.
What was interesting was watching the coverage in the, when they did that, because I watched it on Fox, so at halftime and quarter time, and 3-quarter time, it was like Brownie, Gary Lyon, and Bucks.
Yeah.
Brownie was doing some juicy stuff because he was talking about the full forward mafia. That's what he wants.
Yep.
And so he was talking about how you've got like Hawkins, and he was basically saying that the way he's like, you watch this play here, Hawkins sets up Butts with where he wants Butts to go before the ball is even in a kicking range for him to get to the ball. And he's like, and that's like 20 years of playing forward line. Like that's just too much clever stuff. And I was like, that's some good analysis from Brownie. I liked it a lot. Brian Taylor was dumb as shit again on the week, this game, just doing lots of stuff. So for the first half of the game, was calling Grian or Myers. For the second half of the game, just started calling him Graham Miles out of nowhere.
He gets like that. He just gets horny during games.
He just got bored.
Yeah. He gets bored.
He gets bored, starts doing silly shit.
Yeah.
And you know what? Didn't hate it, but it was so bizarre. Every time he got the ball, it was like he tried to take all of the valves out every time.
Yeah.
I was driving somewhere recently, and for some reason I had Triple M on, which I never really listened to. But it was
SCN's
like,
right there, Sean.
Yeah, I know, but it was like Billy and JB in the afternoon or something, so I chucked it on. Because I'll be honest, I'd rather listen to that than Andy Ma, who does the SCN afternoons.
Yeah, I like Andy Ma. Got a lot of time for Andy.
It takes 2 minutes to ask one question.
No, I'm a big fan of Andy's.
Next time you listen to it, listen to how long it takes him to ask.
I don't care. I'm an Andy Ma fan.
Did Andy Ma lose you when he did the navy blue radio, whatever the fuck it's called?
That was pretty bad, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You be professional. Go fuck yourself.
In fact, I think you went on record on this podcast saying the moment that he did one game for that, he should never be commentating a game on free-to-air. Oh, sorry. Just in a regular commentary box ever again.
I don't recall that, but it sounds accurate and I stand by it.
No, yeah. Andy's a good guy.
Also, I don't think he should commentate games anyway. He sucks shit.
He's a lot. Although
Gazy's on that show. Guy. I love Gazy.
Mm.
What was the point I was trying to make?
I don't know, man.
Triple M. Brian Taylor was on.
Mm-hmm.
Brian's a farm boy.
Yeah.
I think he just hates his job with footy. He just wants to be on the farm doing shit.
I don't
shit.
Think he likes being on Seven. I think he likes being on Triple M.
Yep.
But I think Seven's boring to him.
But also, the he Seven money games. Is juicy, so yeah. He's there.
He finds games boring too because he got bored very clearly on the Thursday night game when – so Higgins kicked maybe goal of the week and the commentary on it is so bad because –
that was out. That was out. And whoa.
And then he just goes, and he's kicked the goal and that's it. Brian. If Collingwood did that, Brian's dick would have hit the ceiling.
Well, that's the thing. Like even with 10 minutes left when St Kilda are like four – actually, no, like 5 minutes left, St Kilda are like four or five goals up. He's like, gee, you'd think Collingwood will have to do everything right to get back in front of here. But then also, it's tricky because even though we know that BT is a Collingwood supporter, pretty much any commentator is going to be doing that anyway because yeah. They want to keep their Collingwood.
But
so well, no, they want to keep – otherwise you turn the TV off.
You got to keep the narrative going. But I will say this, Dwayne, Hutto, Matt Hill, Nicholson, anyone else would have ridden that Higgins goal.
It does suck
death.
When like a great moment is paired with the bad commentator.
Yeah. Or like they're doing analysis and they miss a mark.
I think Brian is one of those. Is that he's of that age where footy's changed to the point where he's not as interested.
He's
anymore.
Questioning the rules constantly, and Luke Hodge has no time for it. And it's like there was one on Friday night, and I can't remember what it was. He's like, "Why is that a free kick?" And Luke Hodge is like, "That's been a free kick for 5 years." Yeah. He sounds like your dad watching football again.
Oh, my dad has no idea.
But he's watching footy
anymore.
Every week.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway,
Hodge is interesting because you can always tell who. Is a bit of a silly fuck and who takes commentary a bit more seriously.
Yeah.
They're the ones that aren't on Triple M. Like Hodgie, I think, does he commentate with AFL Nation or is he 3AW? Yep.
AFL Nation.
The guys who do AFL Nation aren't there for the silly bullshit, which is Triple M.
They will occasionally get a bit silly on AFL
They'll have
Nation.
A laugh. Yeah. Like Hodgie likes to
Dwayne Russell loves doing silly shit. It's, you know.
But like Richo's a very serious man. He commentates with 3AW. He's so serious, in fact, that he does not like what Kane Corn said about Trent Cotchin.
Yeah, I know. He... Yeah.
And you know what? I disagree with you, Richo. What Kane Corn said was funny.
It was funny as fuck. It was a lot of the comments for Kane's thing were like, holy shit, Kane does have a sense of humor.
Mm. Yeah.
It was good stuff. It was breakthrough comedy by him, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, I can't actually believe the Trent Cotchin thing's real.
Yeah.
When they played it, I was like, that looks like shit. Also... That's on his show, right? The Channel 7.
Yeah, it's on Talking
Footy. Why does he start it with, hey guys, Trent Cotchin here? Why does he? So he's probably standing at the desk
thrown to
his own segment. Why does he look like shit as well? Like his the parody one off. That Kane did looks better quality than, looks like he filmed it on a phone or something.
Yeah.
And he's cut off, he's pixelated, he's got no vibe.
He's just wearing a plain white dress.
So shit. Yeah. What are they thinking?
This is the thing of like, that show doesn't work with, like, again, it's that thing of like, although, good football or bad footy analysis thing. Like, just because you were good at football doesn't
Selwood
mean you can do it.
On that as well?
Selwood's also
Selwood
on
Selwood sucks as
did
well.
Did you see the fucking clip that they played later on in the Sunday footy show?
No.
It's like a clip of Talking Footy clearly doing like a fucking like word game where they just say like four nonsense words. It's like flag, hot dog, something, something. And then it's like 36, 30, but it's really slow. And it just comes back to like this because it's, I think it was during Mediocre.
Yeah.
And then they just kept cutting back to that one clip to be like, and let's just check in on how Channel 7's going. And then,
well, this would be charging the sounding board up. This is the 9-7 war.
Oh, I can't wait for sounding board.
Your episode probably would have dropped today.
I was looking today. I was refreshing. I was keen for it.
It's such
ready.
A bad show. Yeah. Like it is such a bad podcast.
Sounding board? Yeah. No, it's good. I'm a convert. I'm in now.
It's
I'm
trash, but I kind of love it. It's weirdly making me, I don't know. It's it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's on your ride out. It's a great podcast.
Anyway, that was Friday night. I had a good time. I cheered a lot at home and it was good.
Good on you, Tom.
Sucked in Adelaide.
Good to get the early wins.
Good to bank them.
Yeah.
Good to bank them.
Bad team. Good win.
But we've got two wins.
Next two games, not a lot to say. We'll just quickly summarize them. North Melbourne kicked a lot of goals and then stopped kicking goals, and Freo kicked a lot of goals and won by 26 points.
Yep. North Melbourne don't know how to win.
No. They'll get there, though. That's the next step.
That's the hope.
Fire the coach.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Can't coach.
I'll do it if I have
Here's a question for you. What happens when Sean Darcy's fit?
Luke Jackson.
Trade him. Like he should have.
Yeah.
They or play- Freo extend his contract. Fucking morons. Is that just so they can make sure they get a bit of juice it back
might
in
be.
A trade?
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah. Because they can say, well, how long's his contract? Do they give him four?
Six, it's a long, six. It's 5 or 6 years.
Well, they yeah. go, yeah, oh, you want Sean Darcy? Well, he's under contract for 6 years. You better give us 2 first-round picks, et cetera. It's like, rather than him yeah. just walking out.
Also, probably just to lock in, especially like the new teams and shit.
True.
They've been saying.
Yeah, that's what I heard recently. Like, because we all sort of, when we hear the 6 year contract or the 8 year, we're like, what the fuck are clubs doing? But it's to lock out Tasmania.
Yeah. Also, that if they, that or it's a value, you got to give us something valuable to get
yeah.
yeah, someone out.
Yeah.
I like the model that's being floated, though, for the Tassie model, where they're going to give them picks, but they've got to trade some of them, like what they did for North, so that they bring in established players so that they're released a bit more. Like, if you're North Melbourne, you're looking at Colby McKercher going, fuck.
Yeah, you would. But this whole thing with Tassie, too, like, I'm all for the team. I think it's great for the game. The whole idea
Also, that election happened, and we're getting the team.
Yeah, probably. Tom's mates won.
Great.
They're not my fucking mates.
Yeah, the Liberal Party.
Tom. I want to be known that I hate Tom. Those fucking cunts.
Tom, congratulations.
Almost as much as I hate the cunts from Sportsbet, who may or may not have had an ad at the start of this podcast.
Tom, your mates won. But
they're not my fucking mates.
But unfortunately for you, it wasn't a majority government, so things might still change a little bit, but the footy team will be going ahead.
Mm. Never knew you were a big Liberal boy, Tom.
I will beat the living fuck out of you.
The more you know.
Tom, young Lib. Read.
I'm going to blow up Parliament.
Fucking hell. The thing with Tasmania where it's like, yeah, we're going to give them the high draft picks, but they've got to trade them out because they want them to be competitive from the get-go.
Yes.
I don't know how I feel about that. I think sometimes you've got to start a club from ground zero.
No, they can't. I think
they can't because it'll probably kill the team there.
Yeah.
So I get this balance.
I think what they're saying.
But also don't like just throwing awesome players there and manufacturing a team out of nothing and them suddenly being
–
Maybe I need to think about it more. Maybe it's the only way to do it.
Because I think like
what's the Brisbane Fitzroy model as opposed to the Gold Coast GWS model.
That's a dumb analogy.
Yeah, that's not what happened, Tom.
That's not what that was.
Yeah, that's two teams with their
that
powers
was a
combined.
A team that already existed and a team that already existed.
Mm.
And taking the best players from the Lions. No, it's not. It's not. It's, what an idiot.
Yeah.
Cut his microphone off, please.
Done. So
young Lib.
That's honestly upset me more than anything you've ever called me on this podcast.
You're a cunt, Tom. Yeah.
That,
anyway.
That, I'm fine with that.
Anyway.
You're a young Lib cunt.
I'll kill you.
Yeah. Anyway, so the Tassie thing, I get it because GWS have done the best case scenario for building a team from scratch, but it took them 10 years. And for the first two seasons, they were horseshit.
How long have they been in the league for?
10 years.
I'd say 2022. 5 years.
2019.
They were in the finals.
2016, they made that prelim against the
Bulldogs. Oh, yeah, that's true.
They were in the finals after about
4 years.
4 or 5 years. Yeah. They actually did right. Gold Coast is what's impacting your memory here. They really.
Oh, no. Gold Coast were a dumpster fire. I remember GWS more fondly because everyone was like, oh, Kevin Sheedy did this and he saved this club because they made sure that they didn't do.
Well, also.
He brought his Israel Folau in.
Gold Coast went all in on Gary Ablett and then picked a bunch of other sort of older players, whereas the Giants from the outset, they went like Phil Davis, who was 21, I think, and they went
Callan Ward.
Yeah, they went younger guys who were going to be stars.
But then also like just handpicked like a Dean Brogan and a Luke Power type for like 1 year.
And GWS have always...
He's sure too. They got him really early.
They got the right veterans and like they kind of, they just did a lot better. But they always did that thing too where they obviously had a shitload of draft picks.
Yeah.
But they all kept regenerating their list constantly because they were like, all right, well, we're going to pick these guys, but X amount of them are just going to go, and then we're going to turn that into more draft picks.
Yeah.
So they've always got this healthy supply, whereas Gold Coast, I don't know, it hasn't really worked
well,
out.
Well, Gold Coast got a cocaine dealer who then was selling them coke, like one player was selling the rest of the players coke, and then players are going to Gold Coast to get paid to fuck around.
Yep.
And then
the club culture was basically on fire.
And then they also they fucked up by sacking McKenna, but they brought Eden, who reset the club 3 years, like just took him back 3 years because he's a terrible coach.
Mm. The playing group was pretty fractured too, wasn't it?
Yes.
You had the drug culture and then you had the
Jesus culture.
The Jesus culture as well, yeah.
Your mate.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'll cop that because, you know, Jesus is my mate. He's all of our friends.
He's a young Lib as well.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus would not have been a young Lib, you cunt.
Well, it depends.
He's a carpenter. He's working class. Now, Gary Ablett Jr., on the other hand, he probably is a young man.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Anyway, yeah, probably, next yeah. game. Speaking of young libs, Melbourne Football Club. this game was Melbourne being good and Hawthorn being bad.
And Melbourne backline dying.
Yeah.
Well, so Lever they're like, Lever could be fine.
Well, they apparently both are fine.
No, no, May's fractured vertebrae and three broken ribs.
I heard on SEN that May might only miss 1 week. It's just a pain management situation.
Whereas Lever's one is if the game was close, I reckon Lever would have stayed out there.
Interesting.
That's what I think.
That is juicy.
Well, they were smashing him.
My preference would be for them to both miss about 4 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks, so they miss the Brisbane game.
Yeah. If you're a Port Adelaide fan, you probably definitely want them to have at least 1 week off.
Yeah. Is that this week?
That's this week.
Then they've got Adelaide.
Mm.
They've got two games in Adelaide.
Mm.
Interesting.
Mm.
And then a week off? No, then Brisbane. Then Brisbane, I think.
When's their bye?
Don't know.
Actually,
they should have a bye.
Have a bye after Gather Round, I think. Okay.
Melbourne's bye is...
Post-gather round?
Yeah, I think it's round 5. No, it's round 6.
Okay, jeez. So they play Port Adelaide, Adelaide, Brisbane, then a bye.
Whew. 2-4.
It's Brisbane at the MCG, though, so it's...
Could be anything.
It's a cakewalk.
Yeah. Could be anything. Could be the easiest win of their careers.
Yeah. Well, the only team you've beat there recently, Sean, Melbourne Demons.
This is true.
Anyway...
They were reigning premiers at the time.
Hawthorn looked shit.
Yep. I'd be flat if I was a Hawks supporter because there was no hope on that field.
They looked
bad. They didn't look like a team that was working their way back up.
I'll tell you who was shit. Jai Newcombe.
Yeah, what's going on? He was
fucked.
Not great.
Yeah, Hawks have just had a shit start to the year.
They were playing, the way they played was ultra conservative too.
Which is the opposite of how they played against us.
Did their sub do anything when he came on?
The Hawks sub?
Yeah. Jack Gunston?
Was he the sub?
I think he was a sub.
He had 2 touches.
Yep.
And 1 tackle.
Is he going to go back to the VFL again?
I would guess so with his whopping 9 fantasy points.
They should just rest him in the VFL, and then when they play the West Coast Eagles, he can come in and kick 6 goals and pretend he's still good.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Jack.
Wasted. Do you reckon if you didn't trade him for him?
Yeah.
Do you reckon... things go differently?
Well, no, who would you have had instead?
Don't know. I think he was good insurance. He was, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I stand by it.
Did he keep any? No, because.
He didn't really keep anybody out. Brisbane don't really have any.
You lost McStay.
I guess he kept
always...
Fullerton. McStay was already gone, but yeah. Fullerton left. Maybe Fullerton plays a few games last year if Gunston's not there.
Fullerton's also not getting a game at
Fullerton's
the
shit as well, so I don't really care.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Just wasn't sure if it was a situation of like...
No, I didn't keep anybody out.
Speaking of the forward lines and things like that, Ben Brown looks like he's fit this year. He's started well.
Yeah.
Barring that slippery, wet psycho game in Sydney.
He'd want to kick a few more goals. But
yeah. He probably needs to.
Has he kicked what? He kicked 3 last week and
he
maybe 2
3 or... and then did he kick any this week?
I think he kicked 2 or 3 this week.
No, he didn't. He might have kicked 1.
I'd swear he kicked a couple.
We'll get the stats man up over there. Stats brought to you by Scaredy Boys. New episodes every Friday.
Ben Brown kicked 1 behind.
There you go.
I could have sworn he kicked a couple.
Oh, yeah, let's see. I think
really? Because you said 3 before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
it's almost like your stats are fucked.
You know
Tom's stats not brought to you by Scaredy Boys.
No.
My stats are brought to you by Thumb Cramps. Every Friday.
Yeah. Tom's stats brought to you by Thumb Cramps. You get that level of energy and enthusiasm and incorrectness. Yep. In this week's episode, upcoming bit of tease for Thumb Cramps, Jackson and I rank our top 5 meats.
Oh.
I want to.
Yeah. Where's Lamb sit for you on that?
No, it's got to listen to the episode.
Got to listen to the episode. I will give you a bit of a teaser, Tom.
I certainly want to know. Yeah, tell me later when we're having dinner.
Tom?
Yeah?
Give you a little hint. We forgot about Lamb at first, so it's not in our 5.
Whoa. I can do 5 right off the dome right now.
Go on.
Okay, so top 5 meats.
I'll give you my number 1 because that's the only one I've thought about.
Do you need like the gist of the meat? Like, so for example, for pork, is that separate to ham, bacon, salami?
Okay, so.
I'll go number 1 and it's chicken breast.
Okay, so the way we were ranking it, it would just be chicken, number 1.
Okay, the whole thing.
Yeah, just the
meat. Okay,
so
this is really easy.
I don't want the whole thing.
Nope. Sean,
anyway,
if you want chicken breast.
Chicken.
Yeah. Chicken, number 1.
Yeah. Okay,
chicken
so mine's, was, I'm going to do,
do. Doesn't matter.
I'm going to do 5-1.
Go on.
Where seafood on this?
Oof.
Seafood, yes, but. Well, actually, yeah, seafood. Yeah,
okay.
Seafood.
So I'm going kangaroo at 5.
Oof.
Wow. Salmon at 4.
Yep.
Beef, chicken, lamb.
I'd go chicken.
Pork just misses.
Chicken at one, beef at two. Then I don't really give a shit. Mm. Salmon's in there, I guess. Lamb's in there. Whatever.
So salmon pork would have been fish for us. We just said fish.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, but I want to specifically be salmon. Yeah.
No, but if you say fish, then you're open to all options.
Yeah.
I don't need all the options.
I like that.
Yeah. And yeah, I will that's say my that ranking. Me and Jackson's ranking, very similar to one of yours.
Where'd horse go?
Okay. Horse didn't make the list, unfortunately. That's a shame.
What about dog?
Also didn't make the list. We didn't go...
Long pig.
What about man?
Yeah.
Man flesh.
Man flesh. Well, that's number one. So listen to that. Listen to Scaredy Boys. That's on Friday. Saturday night last week, Joel, take us through it.
So, Essendon played Sydney at the SCG. And I thought that, look, I believe every week because I barrack for a team that truly can beat any other team. And that has been the case for the last 20 years. But look, my expectations were more grounded in reality. And I was like, Sydney, you're a really good team. Essendon are very middle of the pack at the moment. We could lose this by 10 goals, maybe more. And then Essendon came out and they kicked the first goal of the game. And then Peter Wright committed a murder. And then it was fucking on.
This game was feisty as fuck. The Essendon edge.
The Essendon edge.
I like the idea. Application didn't quite work. Peter Wright, you're a dumb Gumby fuck. He's going to probably get 4 or 5 weeks.
I don't think that watching the game, he definitely didn't mean to do it. I'm not saying he won't get weeks. He will definitely get weeks.
He didn't mean to hit him in the head, but he chose to bump, and that means you're always fucked.
Yep. His eyes...
They just moved the last second away.
He takes his eyes off the ball right at the last moment when he's connecting. If his eyes went off the ball earlier than that, it would be 15 weeks.
Yeah, he's just from what I'm hearing, Cunningham was very ungood.
Yes, Cunningham very ungood.
Bad, I think, is out.
Peter Wright got bashed immediately after that. Came out of the scrum with his jersey stretched so much it looked like it was like four sizes too big. Then
that's 4 meter Peter jersey.
He was very rattled, and you could tell that he came off the field. Like, he was on the field for a little bit longer, maybe like 5 or 10 minutes. Then got swung to the bench, and there was lots of footage of him like talking to Brad and clearly looking upset and being like, "I'm a murderer."
You're so bad at math.
Yeah. 2 times 4 is 4.
What?
It's got the right.
Yeah. You said 4 meter Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 times 2 is 4.
Was 4 times bigger. It's okay. Don't worry about it, mate. It's all good.
Oh my God, it's 8 meter Peter.
I'm a fan of the Essendon edge.
Yeah.
And do you reckon when 200 centimeter penis did that to Cunningham?
Yeah.
Did Brad Scott stand up in the box and look like Javier Bardem in June and say, "As is written"?
As he's running through this, like, Hassan Al-Gaib.
I think that was just like totally unrelated to the Essendon edge. But what we saw throughout the game of just,
you think,
like,
it was unrelated?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I agree, actually. I think Wright's thing was he was just contesting the ball, and he just, in the second was like, "I'll brace and bump rather than try to spoil or mark the ball."
He's probably going to cop 4 weeks.
Yeah. He is, yeah. And
Graham,
you know what?
Corns, play on.
Graham Corns
on Twitter was like, "No, good contest, play on."
How old's Graham Corns?
Don't know, mate.
I could take him in a fight, I reckon.
I don't actually reckon you could.
No, I don't think so either. He's got that Corns energy.
TJ. Scrappy. Old Chompers.
Yep.
What, you can't protect your body anymore? Lloydie. What the fuck are you saying, Tony? Have you watched any footy? You can't do that.
Yeah, even like, they had Jack Riewoldt on the Fox coverage, and he was like, someone's like, "Well, what is he supposed to do?" And Jack's kind of like, it's tricky, but Jack was very much like, "You can't do that," and I know that, having just retired.
Yeah, I think Jack was like, as soon as you leave the ground, it's over.
Yeah.
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 Unless he marks the ball or puts a fist out, whatever, but the minute he goes off the ground, game over.
It is hard because, he got there nearly the same time.
Yeah.
And if he just kept his arms out in the act of marking.
If he doesn't brace.
He probably gets nothing. Yeah. Well, but you have to brace, otherwise he'll himself be injured.
Yeah. That's what TJ was saying, and Lloydie was the same. He was just like, "Look."
I get what TJ's saying, but,
there's definitely
we know what you're in for now when you do this. So.
Yeah. There's definitely been worse examples of this, and like I said, you can tell, especially when you watch the slow motion replay, his intention is just a contest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's fucked it. He's arrived a split second too late, opted for the bump. But He arrived in like the danger zone of late, because if he was any later, he wouldn't have gone for the bump. He would have just been like, I fucked this contest. Yeah, it was too slow.
Can I tell you what I don't love about this process is the whole like referred straight to the tribunal.
Yeah.
Just give it a week's rating. And then if the Bombers want to contest it, then you go. Why do we, anytime there's one that's like, oh, this is a little bit tricky, Michael Christian's just like, straight to the tribunal.
Well, no, so it's basically if it hits.
I know they have their point system, but overhaul the system.
Yeah.
Have an MRO panel and have Laura Kane or whatever come in and just decide.
Just be like, just 4 weeks, yep, bang.
You know what? That's 3 weeks or that's 4 weeks. And then if Essendon have a problem with that, they can contest it.
Yeah,
just go through this whole bullshit thing. It's ridiculous. Stupid.
But I really like the pressure that Essendon were applying.
The pressure was the good part, yeah.
Papley came after us and was like, yeah, cunts, you got to do it for fucking four quarters and you got to win the game, otherwise you're going to look like fuckwits. Shut the fuck up,
What did
Papley
he say about the edge? He said it's a bit of a myth or something like that?
The thing, too, was that Papley Papley didn't just say it once. He said it three times. Now, Paps, we got it the first time, mate.
Was this after the game?
He said it at halftime.
But he was on radio.
Yeah, he said it at halftime. He said it post-game, at the end of the game. And then the Essendon edge comment you're talking about was on radio.
Basically, though, like, you can't say it that many times. Just say it once. That's enough. Just once is enough. We get it 100%. And look, he backed it up. He kicked five or something, didn't he? Four or five?
Four, maybe, yeah.
He kicked four, yeah.
I just think, like, Papley, shut the fuck up. You love the edge.
Well, Collingwood people were quick on Twitter to show the footage of him, like, getting stuck into Dacos off the ball last year and stuff. So,
yeah.
He loves it.
He does.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, because he was like, Essendon, a lot of pressure off the ball, but you're going to want to get the ball too. Yeah. And we were just focused on the ball.
But this is the thing. Like, for years, the journalists, the media have been like, oh, we don't have access to the players. And now we've got more access to players. This is the kind of shit you probably want to hear.
Well, yeah.
Little chirpy shit.
Yeah, true. You know what? Sean, change my mind. I'm on board. Tom. Gotta look out for Toms.
Mm. Chirpy shit, yes. I mean, it happened with fucking, was it an opening round? Yeah, it was.
Who was chirping?
Fucking your mate.
Lucky Neil.
Yeah.
What was he chirping about?
Remember he said...
Oh, he was saying how shit we are.
He's just like, yeah, we were lazy and we were shit, basically. Yeah,
but then Fagan cracked shits about it. He went atomic.
Yeah. Fagan went nuclear.
But then also the next day was like, no, I get what he was trying to say now. It's like someone told Fagan to calm the fuck down.
Fagan
He didn't apologize.
He didn't apologize, but he just said, we've spoken internally and I'm comfortable with the language.
No, that's when he went crazy.
Yeah.
He wasn't like screaming crazy. He was just psycho.
He was just like
quietly murderous.
He was just like, basically, Lucky Neil was like, we were lazy and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then Fagan comes out the next day being like, Lucky Neil did not say that. And you, the reporters, want
but then you just create headlines. We can't win.
He's like,
he was angry.
He was like, we weren't lazy. And
he was annoyed because Lucky Neil was correct.
Yeah. I think he was annoyed because he's a bad coach.
Yeah. Is that too? Yeah.
He's the oldest coach. And I forgot that.
Yeah, it's funny because I think SEN always do fuck teams. Yeah, the oldest 22, and he was the coach of the oldest 22.
Who would be in that team? Like what, Travis Boak,
Tom,
Hawkins?
Rather than wasting time on doing SEN's oldest 22.
Look it up in your own time,
fucking
cunt.
Look it up.
Sorry, keep going.
I honestly think the way that we played, and like we scored 100 points against Sydney. We can't defend for shit, but also our three main backmen are out. Well, I'm sorry. Three of our four best 22 defenders were out.
Who?
Kelly, Redmond, and Ridley.
Fair call.
Yeah, that's absolutely fair.
Questioned it immediately.
Yeah. And Kelly was.
I've got questions. He's got answers.
Yeah. Oh! Fuck, I love it when it comes together like that.
Mm. Our backline's not good even when it's healthy. So, look, I'm shocked that we only lost by 30 points, but we fought valiantly. We got within 11 points in the last quarter. Sydney then fucking just piled on goals. So the end result was probably not as accurate as the contest actually was.
Yeah.
Merritt, really fucking good. Setterfield also still just doing that thing of like, you're like, oh, I didn't really see much of him. And then you look at his fantasy score and he scored 115.
Is he sort of in an under?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Nick Martin did well. Gresham was fucking on fire in the first quarter.
He's busy.
Yeah, he's busy.
Yeah.
He's a cheeky boy too, which I like.
Yeah. He fits in at Essendon, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. And yeah, like McGrath is still looking good and Langford kicked the magical Langford double.
Can I ask you about, that was magical to say. Can I ask about a player
who
plays in your halfback line?
Uh-huh.
Dyson. What are your thoughts?
He's an old man.
I think he looks like a bucket of fucking ass.
Yep.
Tom and I talked about it. And then we looked at his fantasy score for the first quarter and he was like over 30.
Yep.
Fantasy's a lie.
Yeah.
He was terrible.
Well, he scored 79 fantasy points in this game.
In that first quarter, I thought he was dog shit and he had like 10 touches.
Yeah.
Apparently so he was everywhere.
He was everywhere and nowhere.
He was everywhere, but also every time I saw him, he either fumbled it or gave it straight to like Chad Warner.
He loves a panicked handball to someone in a worse position.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
in his mind is it like, that's my possession, that's my work done, now it's their problem.
I don't know, because he used to play in the midfield.
He's just not quick anymore. Never was quick, but he's even slower now. His disposal's really questionable.
Is he getting a game when everyone's
But then look at his efficiency. He's probably going at 80% for all I know.
Yeah.
Just from the eyes.
The eye, he looked a step
from
behind.
The eye, he looked terrible.
It was, yeah, he looked a bit like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Has he still got it?
Yeah.
And I like him a lot.
86%.
86%? I would have watched him and thought, that's probably the worst I've seen him play.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on?
Vibes were bad, but he's a lovely man.
Oh, good man.
86%, 21 disposals, and 5 of them were contested.
How many turnovers?
Well, if he's going at 86%, probably not many.
I think it's a lie, and I need to think of which player I looked up. I was looking this up. There was a player who had
one turnover. There was a player who had 10
touches. 4 of them or 5 of them were turnovers, and yet the efficiency was 90%. How's that possible? How?
Or is the efficiency not if you'd turn it over or
how?
Not?
Is I reckon, it- I have a feeling it was Jarrod Berry. I'm going to look into this.
Sean's deep dive. but yeah, look, Essendon lost by 30 points. Peter Wright's going to go to jail for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
We don't have a back line. We're playing St Kilda, then Port Adelaide, then Adelaide. Us and Collingwood.
That's a... You had a really fucking hard draw, man.
Yeah, so St Kilda next week.
Okay. Deep dive.
Uh-huh.
Not exactly what I thought it was, but still, doesn't add up. Jarrod Berry against Fremantle had 10 disposals.
Uh-huh.
10 touches. 3 of them, turnovers.
70% effective.
Disposal efficiency. 90%.
Is that his effective disposals...
Shouldn't be right. If he's had 10, 3 of them are turnovers, 3 of them are bad. That's 70% efficiency.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, I don't know. Someone email in. How does this work?
Yeah.
Why is he at 90%?
Do you know who we could ask? I'm going to ask her right now.
Okay.
Gemma. She'll know. I'll ask her and we'll see if we get an answer.
Well, yeah. Ask her. We'll find out. Anyway. Essendon are probably in trouble, but if they keep up efforts like this, they will definitely roll worse teams.
Who do you play next?
Next week, St Kilda.
Who do you play after? Who do you play in Gather Round?
Port Adelaide.
This, like, are you afraid of the 0-4?
Well, we can't go 0-4.
What are you on now?
1-1.
You beat Hawthorn, of course. Don't worry. No problems whatsoever.
Yeah.
Finals, here we come, baby.
Like, St Kilda are probably a better team. Well, they are a better team.
St Kilda will be favourites.
Yes, but they're not heavy favourites.
St Kilda is still a bad team. Because Collingwood were horrendous
on
Thursday night.
There'll be no Mason Wood. They're still missing some of their backline. And I think Max King's been suspended.
Did he get suspended?
I think he got a week, didn't he?
I did read that, actually.
Yeah, but we don't have Peter Wright.
Did Heaney get a week?
No.
No.
Sean, did he get a fine?
No. He's the favourite for the Brownlow.
What actually, do you mean? Yeah. What do you mean, no
fine? He's the favourite for the Brownlow.
What do you mean he didn't get a fine? What do you mean? What are you telling me?
I mean, I think pretty much all of Sydney's team got a fine, and so did all of Essendon's team.
Heaney didn't get fined at all for hitting little Speedy Boy in the face.
I don't think so.
The AFL's fucked. It's like, what is it, round three?
Mm-hmm.
Round two?
Yeah, sorry, that was round two, yeah.
Round two, and there's contradictions coming out of their ass.
Oh, already. Yeah.
Oh, I hate it. What a, beautiful sport. And a shitty organisation that runs it.
So, yeah, Essendon have St Kilda. Our next four are St Kilda, Port Adelaide, Western Bulldogs, at Mars. Oh, no, at Marvel. At Marvel.
I can't believe the AFL.
Adelaide, Collingwood, West Coast, thank God. Sean's gone to his book because of all the contradictions.
Next game.
The only thing that makes sense to Sean is snow leopards. How can they be so beautiful?
Did you know the snow leopard tail usually is 1 metre?
Wow, that's such a specific measurement.
That's not that big either.
Yeah, I kind of would have thought it would be bigger, but often they'll use it. It's big enough to be wrapped around as like a blanket. They'll use it as a blanket.
Well, I guess
and they also
sense.
Use it for balance. I guess cats do the same.
Yeah, cats wrap themselves in their tail too.
Cats use it for balance, but also their whiskers are their key part of their balance. Because if you cut a cat's whiskers off, they can't climb and jump shit.
Really?
Well.
Yeah. They use it as a judge of their own width
as
well.
So I like these cat facts.
Yeah.
Cat facts. The snow leopard can jump 15 metres.
That's big.
Yep. That is 7.5 Peter Wrights.
That's big.
That's the mass. No one's. Someone give me that.
I read that today.
Shut the fuck up and give me that.
And I was looking at the roof.
You cunt.
I was looking at the roof in the warehouse and thinking, snow leopards, they've got some power.
You know what that means? A snow leopard can leap the distance required for a kick to be a mark.
Now, when it says, when the data that I read was they can jump 15 metres, is that leaping like horizontally?
That feels horizontal rather than vertical.
I feel
vertical.
Like they're not going to be
there's
able to.
There's no chance.
There's no way they're jumping vertical 15 metres.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah. Sean, next.
If you're a snow leopard expert, let us know on the show.
Yeah.
Next game. I have not a lot to say about this game in that Gold Coast crashed back to earth and the Bulldogs are maybe good. But who knows?
Cody Waitman kicked 6, but 5 of those were in the first quarter.
4, I think.
Four in the first quarter.
Yeah. Cowardly, really, then to only. Because you always do that thing, don't you, in your head. If he's kicked 4 at quarter time, sky's the limit here. He's on for 16 goals. What did he do? 6.
Well, do you know what was cowardly, Sean?
Hope he gets negative Brownlow votes.
Jamar Ogilhagen marking that ball on the line that was going through for a goal.
I saw that. That's disgusting.
Also, it cut back to, I think it was Bailey Dale.
Yeah.
Cut back to him and he was like, oh, fucking prick. And you can actually see him say.
What was he thinking?
I don't know. I think in his head it would have just been like, oh, quick instinct, I'm here, I'll mark it. I don't know.
He was thinking, I'm out of contract this year. Dollar signs. More goals equals dollars.
Maybe.
What a dog.
That was his only goal of the game too.
Sign a 10-year contract because you are a dog.
The other thing from this game is, well, yeah, I guess like it started so horny and the crowd at Ballarat was huge as well. Like it was like,
the vibes there are powerful.
Apparently. Yeah.
Like, and like I was listening to it on SEN, AFL Nation, and at points the crowd was so loud you couldn't really hear the commentary calls, which is funny. I guess because they don't have a proper box over there.
They're probably just sitting out in the open. Yeah.
So you hear people like, fuck you!
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
There was also one point where I think they were chanting bullshit in response to.
That's one of my favorite things in the world, especially when it happens in the NBA. Because like they kind of, it's just there, but it's like, this is America. How are you getting away with having that on TV?
You can't stop it, can you? Like
no.
You see it when the Warriors play and they're like a whole stadium, there might be 18,000 people saying, fuck you, Draymond.
Yeah.
And you can clearly hear it on TV. It's
my favorite
so
one
funny.
Is too, is after like a specific, like after a goal when you can hear the crowd getting rowdy and all of a sudden the stadium sound just cuts out for a second or two.
Yeah.
Because clearly something's happened and there's like a slight delay. So they've just gone, boop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it just comes back on the next play.
Yeah.
The WWE does it a lot because that's where the, like, they have the
this is bullshit.
And fuck you, whatever.
Yeah.
Or holy fuck sometimes if something's.
Holy fuck. Holy
I've heard
fuck.
A lot of holy shit.
I've heard both, actually.
Yeah, okay.
They should start that chant of the footy.
holy shit.
Imagine if someone kicked a huge goal and the crowd started going, holy fuck.
No, I'm
holy
okay.
Holy fuck.
I'm okay with shit, I think.
Holy shit.
It's a family game.
Holy shit.
This is bullshit. Yeah, that's what I want. Yeah,
this is bullshit.
Bad umpiring call. That's what I want.
Yeah. But on, WWE, yeah, if the crowd starts chanting something like that, you just lose all crowd noise for a bit.
Next game.
Next game.
Port did it the hard way.
They
hard
looked
like Charlie Dixon's penis.
Shit. But then they looked fine.
John, maybe they're a bad team.
I've got a revelation for you. Please. I think Port and Richmond, both bad teams.
Yeah.
That's not a revelation for Sean.
No, I know.
Sean, how many good teams are there?
One, currently.
GWS?
Yep.
Sydney, not good anymore. No. Should have beat Essendon by 50 goals.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They got rattled by an edge.
Yeah. The edge is shockingly.
So, hey, Essendon, they're edging.
Oh, yeah. They're edging the whole competition.
Yeah.
They can't be stopped.
No.
I think the Essendon.
Well, I mean, technically, you should be stopping because that's the point of edging.
The Essendon edge is slightly sharper than I was expecting.
I'm looking forward to an Essendon or a good team. The edge is going to be like a really rattling experience for fans.
Well, I mean, like, I think that a lot
it's actually brave to go for an Essendon edge in today's climate of, like, you're just going to get players suspended.
Yeah.
Well, the Essendon edge, it's that unsociable Hawthorn, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's Brisbane when the Scott brothers were bashing injured players.
You had Chris and Brad Scott in the same back line as Chris Johnson and Mal Mike.
Yeah.
Well, what's going to happen is
sprinkle a little Martin Pike in there.
This is what's going to happen.
Clark Keating.
Yeah. Essendon, for the last couple of seasons, people have been like, oh, they've actually got like a couple
of
too
nice. They're too nice.
It's too nice, but also like it's meant that like neutral supporters are like, oh, they got a couple of good players.
But Joel, even the whole nice Essendon thing stems from when the players were suspended.
Yeah.
And they came back and there was this theory that Essendon weren't ruthless enough on their list because they felt bad for what they'd put players through. So you might have had some players who didn't deserve to play anymore, but they were like, we can't get rid of them because we dogged them.
Yeah. Also, they might sue us.
Yeah.
And we can't afford that.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, everyone's going to hate Essendon in about 6 weeks.
Yeah. Oh,
they already do.
No. As in, like,
did you not see that thing there where they did that, AFL did that survey? Like, who's your least favorite team? And it was Collingwood and Essendon, like, with a bullet.
Yeah. Are you making a joke?
No,
this a joke? You are
a fucking idiot.
You are so fucking stupid. Who told you that, Tom? Me last week on air? You fuckwit?
When he was saying it, I didn't see the cheeky sparkle in his eye, and I went, oh my God.
That is where I heard that.
He's having a Hutchie cooked brain moment.
You've been out in the sun too long.
I did go hiking on Saturday.
John mentioned this a week ago in the show, and he's also told us about it in the past as well.
Like, yeah. And also, last week you were like, it'll be Collingwood and Geelong. And I was like, it's not Geelong. And
then
I
corrected you. That's right. I was here.
Fuck.
I was here.
So not only.
Where do you go, mate?
Huh?
You're Walter Mitty.
Oh, man. I wish I was. You know where I am, Sean? I'm in that book.
Fucking, yeah, Ghost of the Mountain.
Anyway, last game of the round, West Coast took on GWS, and West Coast, not
bad.
Good.
Yeah. They're bad. Yeah.
Jesse Hogan could have kicked 10, but I think kicked like 2-3,
yeah,
and it passed a few off.
Yeah.
Tom Green, thank you.
Didn't do quite enough for me, Tom Green, but he
you needed him to push like 160, didn't
I
you?
Needed him to go past 136, I think. So, yeah. He was a few kicks away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just a couple.
Giants, they look good.
They look so good. In transition, they look fucking. They've got
exclusively played shit teams so far, Collingwood included.
But they have that. I will say this about them. They've got that great back line that's set up really well. Like Himmelberg's down there now. Taylor's
the best.
Taylor and Buckley, so
Taylor's
good.
Taylor's the best in the business.
He is. Would you say.
Oh, did you watch Access All Areas?
No.
Lordo gave a few. You would have seen this, Joel.
I didn't.
Oh, Lordo was talking about how Sam Taylor is the best defender in the AFL.
Fuck.
And he listed a couple of names, and among them was, I think, Darcy Moore, and he's the only one of note that I remember, but he listed some big guns, and he said they need to watch Sam Taylor and see how he plays, because he's actually defending first and attacking second, whereas everyone else is taking shortcuts and cheating. Cheating, he said.
Jesus!
You watch Darcy Moore play, and you're like, yeah, he's a bit too aggressive.
Was Sicily,
and he's not manning up enough.
Was Sicily one of those other players?
Yeah, yeah. It was Sicily and Darcy Moore and somebody else.
Darcy Stewart? Moore?
No, it wouldn't have been Stewart, no.
Darcy Moore looks shit this year.
Yeah. Has been found out.
Premiership hangover.
Doesn't also have the support of Murphy, so it's just him on his own.
True, that is a big out.
Yeah, it's bigger than I think you sort of realise.
Because you've got a human potato called
Billy Frampton getting games.
Premiership hero, Billy Frampton. Premiership hero,
Billy Frampton, yeah. Did he play in the Premiership?
Yeah. No, I must he have, had they, two or three touches.
I blacked that out. That's in my egg.
What Premiership? There wasn't one last year.
No, they cancelled it.
Footy's been cancelled.
Joel.
Tom.
We got any emails?
Yes. I think it's good to start with this email. The emailer signs off with, first time emailer, so I won't reveal the name that's attached to it. But the subject is, Peter Wright is a piece of shit cunt. Dear footy professors, please see subject line. Regards, first time emailer.
Can you tell me the timestamp on that email?
Sure can. It is
during the second quarter, I believe.
Yeah. No. First quarter? Yeah, actually, it would have been
second quarter, I reckon.
Right at the start of the second quarter.
So I think the emailer took the whole quarter fuming, cooled off, and then wrote a very mature email.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the kind of formatting of an email that I fucking love.
It is true.
Yeah.
Straight to the point.
Straight to the point.
Yeah, 8:28 p.m. that was sent.
That's fantastic. So funny.
Game started at 7:30. Yeah. The bump would have been 7:35. Yeah.
Did the usual, like, don't write the email, sleep on it, and then come back?
Yeah.
Did the footy version of sleep on it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Waited a quarter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, sleep probably, on it, no, have two beers, walked wait the quarter.
To, waited yeah. till
put
quarter
the email
time.
In the drawer, yep. Came back and went, nah, I'm clear of mind, and it's the truth.
Yep.
I'm speaking from the heart.
Yep.
Here it is.
I respect it, first time emailer.
I respect it.
Here is another. We got two perfect emails in a row. I mean, yeah. I obviously love Peter Wright, but the formatting of that one, can't argue with it.
Yeah.
Now, this next one is from friend of the show, Jason.
Yeah.
This is the subject that's all in capitals. John Elliott died the day after Vossi was announced as coach of Carlton. The subject of the email then says, rest in piss, fuckhead.
I didn't realize he died the day after.
That's a perfect email.
That is so funny.
I love that that happened.
We learned a fact.
That's amazing.
We got to hear the phrase rest in piss, which is, I think, one of my favorite insults.
My dad killed a bad man.
Yeah. Hero. He did.
Hero.
Sometimes it's great. Pending.
Meet your heroes. That's what I say.
Meet your heroes?
Yeah,
meet your heroes. Did you say last week, don't meet your heroes?
I think I say it all the time, but I think sometimes meet your heroes when their name's Michael Voss.
I went to see David Attenborough alive, and that was worth it.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
It's a beautiful moment.
That's big for you. Well,
I reckon I cried just to myself.
I'm happy for you, mate.
That's a good day.
That's great. Did you talk about sharks at all?
Talked about fucking everything, Sean.
Yeah, about fucking everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that where the... Okay, yeah. Nah, listen to Scaredy Boys. We talk about sharks. Too much.
Not enough.
Now, Sean.
Joel.
We got some inner peace emails
as
well.
Oh, yes. Hit me with it. I love it.
Now...
I'm putting the book away.
Also, just an update. Gemma has sent, this is complicated. Can I voice note you?
Oh.
Whoa.
And I'm saying yes.
Can we edit it into How Good's Footy?
I'll ask her.
So, Sean, Pastor Pete's written in.
He's one of the Brisbane boys.
And he said, Sean, I find the inner peace in your journey to make the perfect steak.
Oh, yes.
You'll never quite get there. You can always improve it, but fuck, it tastes good.
Mm.
Results? Team win? Yummy steak to celebrate. Team lose? Some meat to plunge a knife into, and imagine it's the heart of the opposition team.
That's pretty good.
Come on the journey with me.
Sean, I think this is the journey.
I'm sort of...
Steaks to gather around?
I've got one foot in the journey already because, as you know, Tom, I've recently bought a nice knife set and an apron. I've got aprons now. I've been cooking quite a bit. I'm trying to perfect chicken shawarma at the moment. But
can I say, I've had it and it's good.
I'm excited for Gather Round because Chef Sean will be absolutely firing at one point.
Maybe I'll bring the air fryer.
Am I going to make French toast for the boys?
Oh, yes, you are.
Okay, so I've got the voice track.
Yep.
Okay.
So there's a couple of reasons why, you know, the disposal efficiency might not be as simple as disposals divided by whatever. So you can have a possession and not a disposal. So you can possess the ball and it give away a free kick and it be called a turnover. Ah. But technically you didn't dispose of it, so then it doesn't go towards your... disposal efficiency, if that makes sense. So that's probably the thing that is affecting what you are looking at right now. I don't know who you're talking about, but that is what I expect is the issue.
She's nailed it.
She's nailed it, Gemma.
Thank you, Gemma. Sorry if including that clip makes like put your job in jeopardy because you work for the AFL and wear How Good's Footy. But thank you for filling us in, and that does make sense. Sean, here's another email about finding inner peace, and this will be the last one for today.
Okay.
Before we move on to something that causes none of us any inner peace, which is AFL fantasy.
Yes.
But this email is from Josh Gentleman. It's just before 5 on Sunday, Arvo. I've just gotten home from a 2-hour bottomless gnocchi and cocktail session and can barely see straight.
A gnocktail session. That's good.
That's good, Tom.
Just saw the Instagram story of our boy Joel looking fulfilled after the win over the Hawks, and I'm hoping I look as happy this evening if Brisbane beat Freo. That's okay. That part of the email hasn't aged well.
Josh is a Brisbane supporter.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, join the group chat, mate. Where you been?
My trick for inner peace? Find a nice lawn, Sean. Lie down. Stare at the sky.
That's pretty good.
If Connie doesn't have one readily available, you're all welcome to come round and we can have some beers and just stare at the sky.
Oh, I fucking love looking up at the sky.
It's great.
Love your work, boys. You and the wider Sans Pants team make my 2 hours a day in transit all the more bearable. Cheers, Josh. Not a coward, which is a reference to
Scary Boys
or thumb cramps, because both of them have that.
Okay.
Our emailers, if they sign off with their name, they usually include they're not a coward because they'll own up to something and we read the name out.
Okay. Oh,
Scaredy Boys.
I'm going to assume Scaredy Boys.
Can I just vouch for this theory? Yeah. I went for a hike recently on the weekend, and I was sitting in a secluded little area surrounded by sequoia trees looking up at the sky. Tom. Sean, I've never felt so calm.
Tom, I love nature.
You should do it, mate.
Where I live, no grass.
Well, you can go to grass.
I can go to grass. I do enjoy grass. That's pretty good. Josh, join the Brisbane group chat. You got some big ideas cooking in that brain.
Yeah. There's a footy oval that we've kicked the footy on near your house that you could walk down to and lie down on.
Yep. There's grass everywhere.
Yeah. And imagine, this is his idea after 2 hours of gnocchi and cocktails.
Gnocktails.
Imagine what I love that. Like.
That's inner peace right there.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Speaking of inner peace, I don't know, someone may have suggested woodworking at some point. I did complete a project. I've told you guys about it. I made a knife. Made a knife for my girlfriend's nonno for his 90th birthday.
Happy birthday, nonno.
I made the handle out of pine wood, stained it, did all that stuff, and then I made a sheath for it using leather from an old football.
Whoa!
I saw it. It fucking rocked. Very well.
Thank you, Tom.
I was so impressed, mate.
Thank
Your handiness always astounds me a little bit. You make chessboards, you make knives.
Yep.
I panic if I sometimes have to make a sandwich that's too complicated.
Yeah. Mm. Four ingredients? Three's max.
Do we have any other emails?
No, but we'll move on. Well,
fantasy chat.
We do, but
we got more inner peace.
We got more inner peace, so we'll save it for next week. We'll read a couple more out.
Yeah,
keep
good.
Sending them in, though, if you've got any ideas for inner peace. Oh, actually, you know what? Fuck it. We're opening TC Court. Dear Footy Fathers, Lords of the Sharon Council, I am watching whatever the fuck is going on in this Freo Brisbane game currently. Genuinely sorry, Sean. And it has made me remember a pledge from late last year. If Freo diehard and friend of the show George...
I've just remembered this.
...beat the Carlton Blues in fantasy, Tom would get a love and tackles tattoo.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know if Tom is keeping his pledge or if he requires a trip to TC Court or he's already got the tattoo and I'm just a fucking idiot. And then Dan has sent... It's the round 23 episode, 1 hour and 20 minutes in case Tom remembers it differently.
No, I remember that pledge. I completely forgotten about it until now.
Tom?
Yes.
Welcome to TC Court.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry, boys. Yeah, thank you. Man,
I've been here.
We're round.
Fuckwick. This episode's been going too long, and we still got to talk about fantasy.
So, I completely forgot about the pledge until that happened because I was focused on my shark tattoo, which I've now got.
Great tattoo.
That's back on the agenda. Apologies. I stand by that. I'll be getting a love and tackles tattoo.
Where's it going to go?
I reckon on my leg. I reckon I'm due for a leg tat.
Yeah, okay.
Like where I have my leg tattoo? Is that kind of where you're thinking for words that... Or you
thinking,
on your calf?
Like down here, down my calf.
Love's a visible tattoo, this boy.
Absolutely. I want people to know what I am.
No, but how are you going to write love and tackles on your calf in a way where it doesn't look fucked?
What do you mean?
That's a lot of words.
Just the word love, ampersand, tackles.
Okay.
Interesting. I think slap it on your ass, personally.
Oh!
No, I want people to see it.
Make it huge, though. Love on one cheek, tackles on the other.
At the end, butthole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. On the arsehole. Yeah.
The sphincter is the end.
Yes.
No, I'll work it out, but I will get that.
Yeah, I don't know about the calf idea, but best of luck to you.
I'm not necessarily sold on the calf. I might get another one on my arm.
Chest.
Neck.
Nah.
Face, Tom.
I've been thinking leg.
Forehead.
Leg's the next one.
Nah, fair enough.
Fair enough, yep.
Yeah. Or I could just get another one on my arm.
Thank you for the email, Dan.
Do we want to do quick fantasy chat?
Yeah. So, the buys have started in fantasy. It's fucking crazy out there.
Just on the tattoo, sorry, my mind is going. I think love on one hand, like on your knuckles, and then spell tackles incorrectly on your other knuckle.
No, I don't want hand tats.
Okay.
Yeah, so
fuck you. How would you, shut the fuck up, Tom. Yeah. Anyway, fantasy chat.
Oh, man.
So a fucking chaotic start to fantasy. We've rolled into round two. There's buys already. Mm-hmm. Two teams didn't play, but you still only get your best 18 scores.
Which you people.
Meant that when we're rolling into the last game, you're like, sweet, I'm 100 points up against my opponents.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's going to happen when, because I, for example, I had 22 players on the field. So I knew my score was going to drop.
Same.
But I was like, I don't know how much. I don't know how the fuck they're figuring this out. I don't know what's going on.
Well, it's pretty easy to figure out.
Well, yeah, you look at your smaller scores and then you just subtract that from the score you've got.
But also you can look on the different screen. You look on the screen. Maybe it's easy to do it. No, you can do it on your app as well. It does show you what your score is.
Yeah, so when you go to your leagues on the app, I found that it showed your
total. It shows you your total score, but total if you score, go to your team selection, yeah, it gives you.
Okay. It caught a few people out, including my brother.
Well, yeah, I lost over 200 points.
I lost about 150, I reckon.
Yeah,
whereas shit teams like Tracy, she only lost 70 points or something.
And
like that.
Scored higher than all three of us.
Yeah. Well, yeah, technically.
Not technically.
Yeah, technically. Yeah. Fuck the buys. I'll say it. The AFL are fucking idiots. Opening round. Kiss my ass.
If there wasn't an opening round, you think things would have gone down differently?
Yeah. Round one. Make it round. They're cowards. Anyway, fantasy.
Rolled Caden.
I went three out of two.
And what? I also rolled.
Three out of five. I went 3-2.
I went 4 out of 5.
I also went 4 out of 5.
Anthony, congratulations.
I only lost to Red Legs by about 30-something.
Yeah, Red Legs is a good team.
I beat...
At one point, you were looking despicable.
Yeah, but then all my juices in the back half of the weekend.
Yeah, you looked dead.
Yeah.
And I think also you got lucky where some of your shit players went really high.
No, most of my juice I knew was in the back half of the weekend.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, hey, the numbers
I don't have any Saints. I got one Collingwood. I also had a few players who underperformed and are no longer in my team. Hayden Young.
I'll probably hold him for one more week.
Yeah, I can't get rid of him because of the buys.
Et cetera. Yep.
Have
you already made the move?
Yeah.
That's a passionate decision by
him. My thing is, thing too is I've looked at it and gone, the buys mean I can have do not play on the field.
Yeah, Kados the Weapon calls them rage trades.
Yeah. I do the same thing. I crack the shits with players on a Monday, trade them, reverse a trade by Wednesday when the team gets selected. Yeah.
I'm staying calm and collected till Thursday teams.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've looked at the buys.
Actually, that's a bad. I'll be very nervous on Thursday because of who Brisbane are playing.
Maybe Wednesday.
Make
a rage trade.
Feels good.
Yeah, I beat the Carlton Blues. So, Tim, if you're listening, I'll take that 97 hat, mate. Send it my way.
Tim, you've now got to get a love and tackles tattoo as well.
You know what I realized today, Tom, with Tim? Tim would have lost to every single team in the weapons league except for Wayne Dusha.
Even me.
Yep. You would have beaten him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a
top 100 player.
But I've also like.
Tim had an absolute nightmare.
What did
my brother got his first win of the season and his opponent fucked up a loophole or something.
Yeah.
Had Max Gorn on the bench and had that Harry Barnett guy from West Coast.
He was alone.
Had him as captain.
My brother was going to do that, but then he was worried about the Barnett thing because he was listening
Barnett
to
Barnett got selected like pretty early though. Like,
he was an emergency on Wednesday.
It wasn't a last minute thing. He was in the team.
Yeah. He was on the extended bench.
Like, yeah, this guy tried to loophole him and kept him as captain. I think he scored 58 points. Wow.
Jacob and I are still working on team, man.
That's good.
There's a lot of work.
There's a lot of work.
I mentioned to you off mic that he was discussing some trades and they were bad.
Just got to steer him as well as you can.
We're going to try. We're going to work on him. Yeah. He did say to me when I was talking to him on the phone earlier about the trades that, yeah, but also I'm just having a bit of fun.
Well, that's, you know, good. What? That's what it's all
that's
about.
That's what he's here for.
Good on him. I still think he can get a win this year. I'd love to see it.
That's the goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
This week in the weapons comp, I'm taking on Tricezitops.
Tough game.
Tom, you've got Danyon's Devils.
I do. That'll be tough too.
And Sean.
I don't think Danyon's had a win yet.
You are taking on Holmes Improvement.
They're all tough games in the weapons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Danyon,
Holmes Improvement's one from last year who went up, yeah?
I could be wrong, but Danyon, I don't think, has a win yet, and Danyon is like a perennial top four team. I've so far played Will and Anthony, who are both top four boys, and I think I've lost both by about 15-ish
I had a win in the
points.
Weapons. I can't remember who I played first week, but I beat them.
Yeah, you've just been kissed on the dick with the fixture, I think. Makes me sick. I'm outscoring you every week, and I'm seeing you rack up wins in the weapons. Wins in the weapons are difficult.
Yeah.
There are probably two teams at the moment I've got my eye on that they need a lift. One is, I think, Matt's team, and the other one is Wayne Dusha.
Yeah. Dad, if anyone – well, I mean, Dad's not listening, but if people are familiar with my dad's team, you can see immediately what he's trying to do.
Mm.
He got really good at fantasy, and now he's trying to apply that to be – he's basically coaching like he's a fucking talent scout.
He's trying to moneyball it.
Yeah.
He's trying to find value where no other teams do.
Yeah. Yes. Which means that when –
but he's trying to do it with too many players.
Yes.
Whereas most people might go, I'm going to stick with ones that should be good, and then I've got a
couple of smokies.
Couple little smokies.
My smoky is I've got Ryan Burton, and he's just like bumping up a little bit here, getting a bit of juice. He's getting about 70 or 80. He's playing in for Port, and I'll probably flip him soon to somebody better.
Where go. My dad has fucking Jaden Short,
who would just be plummeting in value.
Mm.
Dan Houston.
Nah, Houston.
Houston's a, no, that's a good choice.
Houston's a good pick.
Usually.
Yeah.
Especially Houston's in the Tom Stewart sort of mold for me, where like a couple times a year he's going to get 150.
But also for Houston.
And sometimes he's going to get 70.
Houston had West Coast in round one.
Ollie Wines. Mm.
Wines is a bust.
Wines is a bad choice by anybody.
Holmes, your mate?
He had a good round one, but a shocking round two.
Too expensive.
But too expensive for what he's doing, yeah.
Well,
I get the logic.
Yeah.
He's probably 700K.
Here's the thing.
Holmes.
Yeah.
He had a massive
Max
round one.
Is 700K.
You probably take a punt on him in round one.
Also, his big round one was 99 and his shit round two is 81, Tom. Pay attention to your own team.
He had 100 in round one.
No.
It might have slid back.
Dad. Stop trying to find juice everywhere and just bring in fucking Nick Daicos. Oh, you've got Nick Daicos. Thank God.
Mm.
Or who we, maybe is shit now. So who knows?
Maybe he is shit.
Maybe he is shit.
Yeah.
The back line was meant to be. So this year we were told picking the back line easy, forward chaos.
Yeah.
Back line, shit.
Yep.
Forwards.
The only.
Fine.
The only.
There's some juice in the back line.
The only reliable Salem. Defender I've had has been Christian Salem. Yep.
Mm. Wanganeen Miller.
I don't have him, but
I do.
I'd like to.
I had him. Man, I've had him this
whole
time.
There's only way I could get rid of, say, an underperforming defender from Fremantle and bring in.
Have you got Sheasel?
I don't.
Oh, what?
Now, that price tag was
too much.
Enormous.
Yeah,
for
but,
a second-year player, I thought maybe second-year Blues, and I was wrong.
I'm wrong, but I'm okay to admit that.
I'm going to upgrade to him eventually.
Yeah.
Yep.
I might
and
turn,
I'm content with that.
I might turn Ryan Burton into Sheasel.
How much is Sheasel?
He is currently 920,000.
Okay. I don't think I'm turning
920,000.
I could actually turn Hayden Young into him.
He's currently averaging 120.
I might have to do that.
He scored 120 against GWS.
I've got a little bit of salary juice left from bringing in Riley Bonner.
I got some salary juice from bringing in Nat fucking Fife.
Yeah, I got some salary juice from bringing in someone that makes me want
to
die.
I'm about to lose some celery juice from killing that fucking Fife.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. So Sheasel scored 120 against GWS, who are a good team, and then scored 121 against Fremantle, who are a shit team. So he's doing it all.
Mm.
Anyway, fantasy. Good luck to all the coaches out there. There's a couple of players I think people are going to get sucked into.
Riley Billings.
Jack Billings, don't do it. Don't
Jack
be Terrence.
Billings,
don't be Terrence.
I think Sarong might end up doing that.
No,
you're fucking crazy,
you're an idiot.
Man.
You're
I'm bringing
idiot.
Him in this week to spite that comment.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
I know. I'm thinking
you're
about,
an idiot.
You're not listening.
Let him cook.
He's currently averaging 140.
Yes. So?
No. That's good.
Yeah, it's great. Of course.
But it's really early, so? And all it's going to take is because there's so much attention on him, he's going to get, like, He's going to get shut down in the net, like in one of the next three games. If he can, so say this week he continues like that.
Sure.
He's going to score a 70 in like the next three games. In one of them.
That's sometimes how it goes.
Yeah. I don't know.
Also don't think he will.
I think I've brought him in anyway. So no, he's not like the don't get so like Massimo D'Ambrosio is also another one. It's like,
got him in.
You brought him in too.
You brought him in. Yeah.
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 Terrence.
And it paid off.
Oh, you brought him in last week. Yeah. Well, that's good coaching.
Thank you. Yep.
You know, us T-Man brought him in.
Good. That's great work by him.
He was chasing the wrong thing, but he fluked it.
Okay.
Saw that he scored high the week before, so figured he'd do the same again. Oh, man. Footy's good.
Yeah. If you want to send the show an email, Tom, where can you find them?
HowGoodsFooty@gmail.com, or you can find us on Instagram at HowGoodsFootyPod, or you can find us individually on most social media platforms, including the wonderful Letterboxd. I'm at Awkward Trade.
I'm at Carney from 55.
I'm at Douche13. And good luck to everyone's teams this weekend, unless you barrack for Collingwood, in which case I hope you fuck off and die.
I might not be here next week.
Oh, and four.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices, but making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff like research and testing to create shoes from natural materials, like leather made from plants, eucalyptus tree fiber, and sugarcane. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're super natural. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com today. That's Allbirds.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.